I have I've hit record and I've coughed into the microphone. Let me do my test here. Let me see. Elmo loves the smell of napalm in the morning. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Good.
It's your dog. Your dog and my appetite are now mutually exclusive. You see, it's been licking its asshole for the last 3 hours straight. I submit to you that whatever is lodged in there is either gone for good or there to stay. In a world where the only podcast that exists is sloppy and disorganized, where the podcast hosts should just get it over with and blow each other already. Only one man can tolerate listening to the show. That man is called Ian. And the show is called Just Be Cousins.
You nailed it, dude.
Nailed it.
Not too shabby.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How the heck are you, Joe Neal?
Doing all right.
How you been? What's been happening?
I guess it's a while since I've done this this bitch where I say that I'm tired and my brain doesn't work. And it's like my cowardly disclaimer in case I'm not funny or I have nothing to say or I just start rambling in circles. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But all boy, right. I am pooped.
You are pooped? You're pooped?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've had a long, hard week at the Taco Bell, I'm sure.
I have.
I know that, and I'm not trying to be an asshole. Yes, I am. Before I get into that, you know what I want to do first, Joe?
What's that?
I got notes here. A lot of times people will do shout-outs at the end of an episode.
Yeah.
I want to do them at the beginning of the episode. I want shout-outs to be a thing we do. And I want it to be the same people every time.
Fair enough.
And if I forget somebody or if you forget somebody, that's fine. You know, they'll remind us and then we'll give them a shout-out next time. So I want to give a shout-out to Ian, Air Force Medic, the entire nation of Ireland, Shags, yes. Pauline, Ryan, Gus, Jordan. Do you want to give shout-outs to anybody?
Well, hey, you know, your uncle, my uncle.
Yeah.
Jen Pal.
Yes, of course. Shout-out to Jen Pal. Shout-out to Brandy.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. I'm even going to shout-out to Moonshine Pete.
Yeah.
How you doing out there, Pete?
Yeah. He contributed. All right, so good. I got those out of the way. Now, you are
tired.
Did
we miss a host? Because I feel like we almost got everybody.
We
miss someone, they're going to be indifferent.
They're probably going to be indifferent. Here's what I want people to do. If you're listening to the show and you want a shout-out, you can hit me up on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. We're at Just Be Cousins on Twitter. I don't know what our Twitter handle is. We're going to be on Instagram soon, too, because I'm selling out. Let me go to Twitter and see what our
cool.
You can tell how much I'm into the Twitter because I don't even know what we're called on Twitter. We're called at Just Be Cousins, one word. So just at Just Be Cousins on Twitter. Send us a message and say I want a shout out on your goddamn show and I will give you a shout out, whatever your name is. Even if it's Liam. Even if your name is Liam, I will give you a shout out. Or Angus.
You know, I haven't been doing my little ads on Facebook for the show. Uh-huh. Sometimes they're marginally successful, and then I've made empty promises to people. If you make a comment, I will say it on the show. Now, I have done that before, but I've my promises were empty, and I haven't said all of the comments. Maybe this time I can look through. No, I want to be prepared. I want to have a list of the comments.
Okay.
You know, one of my problems is.
You're tired.
That was really, really terrible grammar. But do you know what one of my problems is?
What is one of your problems?
All the comments suck. Hey, everybody that listens to the show, be funnier.
Well, you know, you can gussy them up. I mean, if somebody says, "I love the show," you could say, "Okay, every comment we're going to finish, we're going to put at the end of the comment, like they do with fortune cookies. We're going to put in bed with your mom."
Oh yeah, there you go. That's good.
Because a lot of people do in bed.
You were saying, "Hey, let's gussy it up."
Yeah.
This is I'll just go ahead and say it on the air. Okay, so tonight, Ryan, who is a movie buff, was going to be on the movie show. By the way, Ian, this is the movie show. We're gonna talk about movies.
Yep.
Now Ryan really wanted to be a part of the show, and for the first time, we had a Ryan, a guest.
Yeah.
For the first time, call in sick. Wow. He called in sick.
That's
4 hours ago. He was like, "Oh my god!" And he really did want to be on the show. He was texting me all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, he was going so deep into the bits that he was going to do that I almost had to tell him, like, "Hey, it's my show.
Get your own show, Ryan."
Said, "Yes, you are funny, and you have a voice of gold, and we love you, and you know more about movies than either of us ever will. But please, if you have 30 minutes of bits, then start your own fucking show." And you by should. The way, I need to make sure Jason and I need to make sure that the bits are funny. And that's a little bit harsh. I think Ryan's at least as funny as we are. We could probably trust him to do it, but come on.
So, yeah.
If you got a half hour of shit, step back.
I love the enthusiasm, and I think it would be just awesome if Ryan started a podcast. I'd love to be a guest on it. I don't know what he would call it though. And maybe this isn't the episode to talk about that, but send us a tweet on at Just Be Cousins or hit us on our Facebook page and give suggestions to us for what Ryan's podcast should be called.
Well, here's something kind of exciting. Yeah. The podcast that nobody ever gets to hear but seems to be like a mythological eventuality, which is my wife and Shags, Pauline and Funtime Shags.
Yeah.
Are going to do their show Quietly Judging You.
Yeah.
Now, I already brought this up on the previous show, but they got a DJ, a professional DJ, to do an original intro song, which is really cool. And they have they've approached Ryan, who has the golden voice, to record an intro over that music.
Wow.
So they're just going to I'm going to help them out. We're going to just record Ryan doing the same intro, and that's the intro you're going to hear every time. Unlike Whoa. Our intro, which is different, hit and miss, sometimes funny, sometimes.
And they're nailing this shit down. Funny. You know what they are auteurs. We're just shitty film school students, and they are going to be the next Spielberg. What I'm trying to make a movie analogy here, but it's not working. Because we're going to talk about movies.
Spielberg sounds like a good name for a movie, but it would have to be about Steven Spielberg, and he would have to be half robot. I don't know how that works. It would be kind of like a documentary, except it would be fictionalized. It would only be based on a true story. Because actually, he's so goddamn good. Maybe he is part robot.
Maybe he is. I was going to say
Spielberg,
and it would be an AI, an artificial intelligence who is taking over his body and is making movies. But all the movies, like the robots, win, and people like get suspicious. Like I've seen the last 23 Spielberg movies. Crazy that he could put out 23 in 1 year, and the robots always win. And turns out he's Spielberg. I don't know. There's
in
a reason
the movies,
why.
I'm... Yes, the robots. Well, they don't always win, but. Damn, do they fuck shit up?
Well, they don't win. They always lose, right? But if they do, they fuck shit up. You know, I was just today doing some research and came across a photograph from a movie, and I couldn't remember. I mean, it was like, that's familiar, but I couldn't remember what movie's from. Now I have to look it up. Maybe you've seen this movie. I'll describe it to you because I can't remember the title, okay?
Sure.
Tom Selleck plays a cop in a not-so-distant future where – there are a lot of robots, okay, but everything else looks the same. I mean, it's like Los Angeles 1980s, but there's robots too. And Gene Simmons plays a bad guy who's trying to use these robots to take over the world. And the worst of the robots are these spider-crawling things with hypodermic needles in their noses.
I have seen this movie. You sure it's Tom Selleck and not like Mick Jagger or Mick Paul Rubens?
Tom... But Mick Jagger was in that that one future movie where he played a bad guy who was on screen for like 3 minutes. But
Time Rape or Robo Fuck.
Time Rape. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to get on the old IMDb and find it.
I just wanted to say RoboFuck out loud all of a sudden. I haven't been thinking about it all day. Or have I?
I don't have a problem with that. All right, let's see. He was on Simon & Simon. He was on – it's called Runaway. That's the name of it.
Runaway. Where Gene Simmons is the bad guy.
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
All right. Now, find the other weird movie with Mick Jagger is the villain, which is a really strange – that's a fucking weird decision to have Mick Jagger as the villain.
He was,
and I remember like he couldn't help it because he's Mick Jagger. So like he starts doing Mick Jagger shit and that takes you right out of the movie. You're like, oh, he's the villain. I wonder if he can act. And then all of a sudden like he starts kind of like wagging his head back and forth and like pursing his lips and you're fucking Mick Jagger.
I found it almost immediately. It's called Free Jack.
Thank you, Free Jack. And who is the who's the hero in that movie? That is, who's the actor?
Emilio Estevez.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Hopkins? I don't know because I don't
know. Great movie. Can you give me the IMDb score?
I can sure try. Sure, why not? Let's
can I guess it real quick?
Yeah, are you doing IMDb score or the Rotten Tomatoes rating?
I think we should do Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay,
better.
I'll do that. Okay, Rotten. I'm putting it into the old what do you call it?
And we're gonna do that. We're gonna do the top critics, not the audience.
Okay. So Free Jack, and you're gonna guess it is what you're gonna.
Yeah,
do.
And you know I'm at a computer, so you might think, oh well, he's just gonna look it up and then say something very close and then pretend that he's a fucking genius or but no, I'm not looking at anything. I'm just telling you that the movie is a piece of shit. So I'm going to give you a low percentage. And I'm going to see how close I am.
And okay, so I'm going to – not all critics, but top critics. Is that what you want here?
Well, it's like the main thing. It's either a ripe tomato or it's a green splatted tomato. And then you'll see a – now the audience – that's like a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Over or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you want critics. You don't want audience score.
Right. And we're looking for Free Jack?
Yep. I got it. I'm here. I'm ready.
All right. So I'm going to say it is certified rotten at 22%.
Oof. You are generous. No.
Yeah?
That's too high.
Okay. What is it?
14%. 14% well, for 1992's.
It's a piece of shit. Yeah. But it actually almost tips the scale because Mick Jagger's in it and it's so silly that you can make it through the whole movie, you know, the ironic it's so bad that it's good type of thing.
Oh yeah.
It's almost in that realm, so.
You know, that's a really good genre, I think that's I don't want to say campy, but it definitely is not a movie you can make on purpose, but can you think of other movies that are so bad they're good?
Well, yeah, there's the classics. We touched on one, my favorite one. It is so bad that it's good, and we played clips from it. We laughed our asses off. I mean, clearly it's got entertainment value, and that is Dracula 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Coolio talks about bajangas. Actually, right. I think he says bazongas.
No, he
was trying to say bajangas, but his big – his fangs, his oversized vampire fangs in the movie made it really difficult
Wait
for him
minute.
To speak correctly.
That was Dracula 3000. I was thinking of Dracula 2000, which is also – that one wasn't so bad. It's good. It was okay. It's not bad.
No, and that was, I think that was like Gerard Butler as Dracula, and like he did an okay job, but it was just like one of those really like slick 90s kind of bullshit. Everybody's hot. They didn't really write it well, but it's kind of fun to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, no. That was Gerard Butler? He was young.
I don't know. Look it up. I think it was.
Looking it up.
The only reason why I know that is because
you're right.
Tried to. Am I right?
You nailed it. Yeah.
Gerard Butler. And that was before he became a big star.
Before he became big,
did a
like
cheesy,
physically
cheesy Dracula.
Yeah. So, okay, Dracula 3000. There is one that I saw. Should I look up the let's not look up the rating. I saw this at a drive-in movie theater. I'm not lying to you. It was literally a drive-in movie theater. A movie called Omega Force.
Okay. All right. Now, I was thinking Delta Force. Is it a Chuck Norris?
No, it's not. I'm trying to even find it. Rotten Tomatoes hasn't even heard of it. So, it's also the name of a Japanese video game developer. Maybe I'm getting the wrong. Maybe it's Mega Force.
All right, I can't help it. So, when Chuck Norris falls into the water, Chuck Norris doesn't get wet. The river gets Chuck Norris'd.
We could do a whole episode on those. I was wrong. It's not Omega Force. It's Mega Force. I apologize. No wonder.
Mega Force.
Mega Force. Yeah.
See, there is a Chuck Norris film called Delta Force. So fucked me up a little bit.
Yeah.
What is Mega Force? I'm sure it's even worse than Delta Force. And Delta Force is pretty bad.
I'm trying to find the plot summary because, like I said, I saw it at a drive-in theater. I was a kid. Ace – okay, I'm going to read to you just what it says here real quick, okay?
Okay, good.
Ace Hunter – that's his name. Ace Hunter is the leader of Mega Force.
You choked on my beer. Ace Hunter. That is the point. Okay, go ahead.
Ace Hunter is the leader of Mega Force, an elite group of American soldiers who travel the world to fight evil. Evil's capitalized in this synopsis. In this case, evil is represented by a third-rate dictator who they must blow to bits. I assume they mean with explosives, not with – yeah.
Well, not often do you need to blow your villain, but, you know. Blowing evil does not discourage evil.
Usually just
blowing makes, blowing him to bits. Sorry.
Blowing him to bits. Just, yeah. So for me, that ranks up there. My movie that's so bad, it's good. Mega Force. And you mentioned Dracula 3000. We've talked a lot about horror films on this show. So we're not going to talk about horror films today, right? We're going to avoid that. That's our goal.
Well, I don't know if we need to avoid it, but it shouldn't be the centerpiece of our conversation.
Right. We could definitely go down
because
that
because we've
rabbit
certainly
hole.
Done that before.
Yeah.
So Dracula 3000, Dracula 2000, that's fine. You know what some of the other classic terrible movies are that are just known to be terrible?
Tell me, what do you got?
Dracula 3000 actually doesn't have that reputation, which is I think that's a travesty. But there's like Troll 2.
Yes.
You ever seen Troll 2? You ever seen the documentary about how shitty that movie is?
No, but isn't that the one there's some clip of some guy who's screaming and it's just this long.
Yeah, it's
super
become,
fake,
I think, a
meme.
Pretty. Yeah, it's a meme that's out there.
Yeah,
but man, if you haven't seen the documentary about, it's called The Best Worst Movie.
Okay,
I think I'm right. That's the name of the documentary, and they go into it and they interview all the people that were a part of it. The director still thinks it's brilliant because he's mentally ill. So good, I love it. And then I tried to watch the movie. Here's the thing. And I'm back to Dracula 3000. I watched the entirety of Dracula 3000, laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
I was disgusted. I laughed. I cried. Terrible movie. And I thought that Troll 2 would be the same way, but it was actually so bad that I was like, I was bored and I didn't give a shit.
Okay.
The documentary is way better because they take out, they give you the highlights of stupidity. And it's just way better. It's a better watch.
You know, it's funny. I am on a website now. It's a Rotten Tomatoes website. It's the 25 movies so bad they're unmissable, or it's 25 movies so bad they're good. Troll 2 is in fact on here. Most of these movies are horror.
I would guess
films.
That it's number one. Is it a countdown? Is
no,
it the top
it's,
something?
It's, okay. It's not. But some of these movies are ones I'm definitely going to want to check out. Let me give you some. Let me just read a few of these to you, and you tell me if you've seen them and or if you agree that they're so bad they're good, because some of these I haven't seen. Look, the top one they mention is Showgirls.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's really good. Let me tell you my story about Showgirls.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
And then we can move on to the other shitty movies. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the shitty movie episode of JBC. There's two movies that I paid money to go and – I can't tell you why. I paid money. I know I'm stammering here a little bit. Let me back up a little bit. Showgirls. I'm going to go ahead and admit I paid money to go and watch that movie because I was a Saved by the Bell kind of occasional watcher. And one of the hot chicks in that show was going to be in a sex scene and she was going to be naked and stuff.
Okay.
So I went, I couldn't wait to see that at the time. I was like, that's going to be great. And I went to see it, and I was sitting in the theater, and I think maybe about a third of the way through the movie, the dialogue was so bad that I was – my blood was running cold, and I was getting, like, goosebumps, and I was looking away from the screen and, like, heavy sighing, and my eyeballs were rolling so hard that it was hurting my eyeballs. They were rolling so hard, and I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh no! Like, I don't think this is worth the tits that have been promised. And finally, somebody said something about dog food. I wish I could tell you the exact line, but they delivered it completely seriously. They were all like sitting on some patio at some fancy cafe in Hollywood or whatever, yeah. and this guy mentioned dog food because the whole thing was he's supposed to be, I think, an abusive pimp of some kind. Mm-hmm. And anyway, by the time there was something about mentioning dog food that just – I was out. And I stood up and I walked out. And I was with friends.
Yeah.
And they stayed because apparently they were like, look, man, we didn't come for dialogue.
Came for boobies.
I'm staying for the titties.
Yeah.
And I was like, there is no set of titties or writhing female body that is worth this dialogue. And so I left.
You know what's
– go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I say that movie is 23 years old. That movie – I don't know how old you were when you saw it, but that movie is old enough to have children now. Mm-hmm. It's old enough to vote. It probably did vote, and I think we know who it voted for.
Well, look, it makes a lot of sense. That's 23 years old. The only idiot that would go and see a movie just to, like, hopefully see a pair of titties from some sitcom chick is a 17-year-old. Yeah. So I was exactly 17 years old, and yet I had the dignity to stand up and walk out before the titties that I came to see were displayed.
Well, I'll tell you what. Showgirls is 22% rotten or whatever, I guess, on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not bad. I would have went lower.
Yeah. Well, the next one they have listed here, Battlefield Earth, 3%. So there you go.
Never saw that movie, but I would like to see one, Scientology get shit on just another time. It's happened a lot lately. They deserve it, and that's great. Mm-hmm. Just watching that movie, I think, is like, you've shat on yourselves. And that would be nice. And John Travolta for being such a staunch Scientologist.
Yeah.
I think he deserves a little bit of shame there, too. I think he's a really good actor, but the one movie that he made that's supposed to be all about Scientology is just a turd. And I think he deserves a little bit of not only humiliation, but then, you know, in tandem, some humility. Because
that's what you get. Well, that's one of the movies that's on this list is Battlefield 3%. Other movies that are on this list that haven't been rated that I've never seen, but I now want to. One's called Frankenstein Island.
can almost tell how bad a movie can possibly be. The imagination runs wild sometimes when you hear a title that is particularly shit.
Yeah. Here's one.
Frankenstein Island. Okay, good.
Here's one from 1938 called Terror of Tiny Town, which is an all-midget Western. this is a
I'm
real
not
one.
Supposed I'm supposed to laugh at midgets, but when has that ever stopped me before?
Yeah. I'm not making this up. I wish I had, though, made this up. 1977, Deathbed, the bed that eats.
See, if you had a movie called Deathbed, just stop there. That might be a really good movie. And it could be all sorts of different movies. It could be a serious, heart-wrenching drama, or it could be like a horror movie. But what's the subtitle again?
Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Yeah. See, that's it. It's over. Yeah. Fucking stupid.
Yeah. Here's another one. The roller.
Is it like a Murphy bed that eats people? Tell me it's a Murphy bed.
It looks like it's a four-poster bed here in this gritty screenshot.
See, if it were a Murphy bet, I might be on board.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe that'll be the sequel. Another movie we have here that's supposed to be really bad is called The Rollerblade 7, and it features Frank Stallone and Joe Estevez, whoever the hell that is. Ishtar is on this list. Troll 2 is on this list.
I'm sure that he's Martin Sheen's son, but...
That's about all you can say. Yeah. That's about all you can say. Giant Spider Invasion is on this list. Yeah, so these are all... And of course,
Spider Invasion.
Yeah.
Now, so you would think on that list would be, I think, perhaps the most iconic...
I know what you're going to say, and it's on this other list. But please go ahead. Say it.
Okay.
Let's say it at the same time.
I'm gonna say the director's name.
Let's
count to three and say the director's name. Do you want to?
I want to count to three and say the name of the movie.
Okay.
Okay. So and weird, there's a lag here, so this is gonna be fun counting to three. So, you're better at timing than I am. So I'll count, and you catch up, and you say it. Okay, ready? Here we go. Okay. One, two. Three, Staying Alive.
Plan 9 from the Outer Space.
Okay, so I thought you were going to say The Room.
That's a fantastically shitty movie.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say
I was thinking about Ed Wood, man. Like, he was the first, I think, really renowned shit slinger. And he really meant it, too, I think, for a while, which is the fascinating thing. Same thing with Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
He meant it.
Yeah, well, we think he did.
That's,
yeah,
that's something special.
It is
when you sling a turd and you nod and smile in pride after slinging the turd.
Well, I think that I don't know how his movies were received at the time. I don't know what kind of reputation he had in the industry.
Who, Ed Wood?
Yeah,
I think it was pretty bad, but was it?
Okay. Like Tommy Wiseau, well, we talked about the movie that just came out that's based on the book that's about the making of the. Did we talk about it on the podcast?
Read the book. I'm hesitant to continue talking about it. Who cares? But I'm pretty sure that like we went way into it.
Yeah,
because it's a fascinating thing when someone's just as a recap, we talked about it, and I think we were both disturbed at the relationship between the guy that wrote the book and Tommy Wiseau himself.
Right.
And
yeah.
The guy that wrote the book was in the movie, and then James Franco based his movie off of the book written by the guy, and their relationship is – I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's like sociopathic. It's bizarre, I guess, in an entertaining way, but mostly in a it inspires disgust, deep visceral disgust for me. So.
And did you see the movie or just read the book?
I did. I read the book and I saw the movie.
Okay.
Well, which movie? The James Franco one or the actual movie?
The James Franco one.
Well, I didn't see The Room all the way through because, again, I couldn't. The irony didn't hold up. Okay. Everybody thinks that it's so bad it's good, but I was just like, no, this is so bad that it's bad, and I hit stop.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But the James Franco movie was interesting, though. Okay. I think that he kind of missed the point too, which is this guy from – as a Taco Bell manager, it's pretty clear to me that this guy has brain damage – in a way that has kind of stripped him of his ability to be socially inept or
socially ept.
Yes, thank you. Socially ept. He is socially inept. My apologies. And to the degree where he can become malignant, and I think there's lots of examples of that. It's weird. People just they kind of point at him and laugh. And this is all really funny because he's ridiculous, but I'm telling you that, he's a malignant sociopath. Anyway. Okay.
Well, so you saw the James – I haven't seen that. I haven't seen The Original Room. I did read the book. I only read it because you were reading it. We had a nice conversation about it, and we're going to do maybe –
I think it was on the book episode.
Yeah, exactly. So
one of the book episodes, yeah.
Another movie on this list, I think, that's very iconic, people will bring up, and I haven't seen it, but The Wicker Man. Have you seen The Wicker Man?
No, but this might even be good as an auditory exercise. I love YouTube and I hate YouTube. There's montages of how terrible Nick Cage is in that movie.
Yeah.
Now, some of it is visual and nobody would understand how funny it is if they're just listening to this podcast. But like there's like him punching an old lady in the face or something, which is crazy. But then there's him just over the top, like yelling and screaming. And I think it might be worth it to play like a montage of Nick Cage in that movie.
Okay.
And it's almost like an argument for cancellation, but except you're arguing to cancel Nick Cage. And that's not cool. You don't want to cancel an entire human being, but it's pretty bad.
My dad, man, your uncle hates Nick Cage. So, okay, I'm looking at YouTube here.
Does he?
Okay. Yeah, I've got either 2 minutes and 51 seconds of Nicolas Cage overacting, or I've got Nicolas Cage freakout montage, and that lasts for a couple of minutes, four minutes. We don't have to listen to the whole thing. So
well, here's the thing about Nicolas Cage, though. He's delivered some really good performances, and he's freaked out during those performances, so that might be impressive. I'd like to stick with just humiliating Nick Cage.
Okay.
So if it's bad acting, I want to give my vote for the bad acting montage.
The overacting montage? Okay. All right. There's also one here that's called, just for what it's worth, Nicolas Cage losing his shit montage. And you know, you're right. He didn't.
Some of that's good. I'm telling you, like the man has done a good job as an actor on many occasions. He won an Academy Award for a movie that I think he deserved the fucking Academy Award for.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah. A movie I have not seen. Let me see. Where was I? Oh yeah.
Well, it's not so bad. It's good. It's actually just good.
I think I'm set. I think I can just hit play and we'll see what happens. Oh, you know, I should turn off the... No, I'm not going to. Here we go. All right.
Just do it. Yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
Good.
All right. Okay, he's...
How to get burned?
What kind?
What's up, man?
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes! Ah!
Ah! Oh, it's the bees!
Yeah.
The right bird.
Wicker Man.
According to alphabetical order.
Wow. Uh-oh.
I kind of like the background music.
Okay, the audio is about to get really bad.
Molest you.
Wow.
Didn't buy you new clothes or back to school, huh? Didn't see you in the high school play, huh?
Yeah, the music is a little too loud. Yeah, you're right. It's better as a visual.
Where is he?
A, B, C, he's shaving. D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z! That's all you have to do!
I couldn't think of a more...
All right, it's all right. I've had enough.
Okay, all right.
Now, listen, I wasn't aware that that exists, that this is Nicolas Cage, and he was reciting the alphabet song.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the song. He was just the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So I do want to say this. If you've ever seen Adaptation, that's a really good movie. And if anybody thinks that Nicolas Cage can't act, they need to watch that movie and be like, oh, geez. He might just be, you know, cashing in paychecks and phoning it in or freaking out, just being stupid, making money. You know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
The man can actually, if he decides to, or maybe it's an off and on thing for him. Like maybe sometimes he can do it, sometimes he can't. But you got Adaptation.
Okay.
You've got Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good performance, wouldn't you say?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things. I heard things.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm not going to be that asshole, but I'm going to say in monotone, just watch the movie, Jason. It's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I would say probably it's the script and or the director that makes him shine or shitty, whatever. I mean, or maybe you're right. Maybe he's just like, hey, I want to buy a house. I think I'll do a movie real quick and
yeah, get the money and you know what?
Yeah, good for him.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless
him. That's fine.
Speaking of, okay, so you broached a subject, but unfortunately, we've got a lot of other stuff to do. So I'm going to let you decide which direction we go. You mentioned
we're
a minute 35. You mentioned adaptation, okay? And I haven't seen the movie, but I read the book. And I already mentioned a book that we both read that there's a movie around. So we could talk about movies based on books and that tie-in. Or we could go to our bells and whistles because we, like I said, got a lot and maybe come back to the subject. But I know you've got an argument for cancellation because this show is terrible, the podcast, and we need to stop it. You've also got a word from our sponsor because even though it's terrible, people still pay us to advertise their products on our show. And Largo has an ad for us as well. And then I have kind of like the news, but not really. And I'll explain that. So we got all this stuff. Joe, Neil, what would you like to do?
Is there Largo? I don't mean.
Yes, there is. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got a lot.
We do.
Maybe we should just go into it.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. So what do you want to do first?
Who's going first?
Yeah, that's some, so.
Here, let's do the word from our sponsor first.
Okay.
Do you know what to do?
Do you want to do word from our sponsor now? I didn't know if you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, word from our sponsors.
A young family moves to a beautiful home in the countryside, only to find that something in the house wants them out. When evil spirits awaken and nightmares come true, all you can do is cling to your sanity and pray for survival. Paramount Pictures presents Anal Biker Bitches Part 18. Butt Rupture in Fucktown. Penetrating theaters this Friday.
I'm going to go see that for sure. I like it when we do. I like it when
give me an outro. That's good. It's Paramount Pictures, man.
Paramount Pictures, they know what they're doing. They always, okay, so I'm gonna go see
that. That's a horror movie.
You know what I want to do? I want to get that on Laserdisc. Not, remember those Laserdiscs, the great big ones? The great big Laserdiscs?
Yeah. Those existed.
I want to get that movie on Laserdisc, so.
I'm sure it's available.
It
will be. It's coming to theaters pretty soon, and it will be on Laserdisc for you.
So here is, here's the copy. I couldn't find it. The Larco ad they sent me. Okay, I'll just read this here real quick. It's your son's birthday, and all he wants for Christmas is to go see Guardians of the Mega Trans Robot Tentacle Space Kaiju Wars in 3D. But you hate 3D movies. All those objects flying at your face remind you too much of that time you were an indentured teenage fluffer at Hokkaido Maserati's 24-hour all-you-can-film Bukkake movie studio.
No shit, there it is.
And since your kid's turning 12 and the movie is rated PG-13, that means you can't let the little shit go see it alone. I mean, you're not one of those airplane parents for the love of Asia Carrera. So what are you going to do? Sit in the theater with your eyes closed the whole time like some kind of asshole, not knowing what's going on when you hear all those explosions and laser gun battles and pistons pumping and oil squirting all over the place? But if you keep your eyes open without the 3D glasses on, the images on the screen will be all fuzzy and give you a headache, worse than that time in Little Tokyo when you were coming down from a 3-day cocaine and meth-laced green tea mochi binge. What are you going to do? Pop a few Anacin? Anacin my ass. What you need is something that will turn those 3D images back into good old-fashioned 2D. Introducing the D-Enhancing Image Crafting Kenawatt Helmet by Larco. pop the one-size-fits-all D-I-C-K helmet on your head, and relax as broken pieces of spaceship, busted pieces of robot, and various severed limbs and other bloody body parts fly sideways off the screen, not right at you like the last man standing in that Japanese game show Doji Dai Doraidu, just as God intended. The DICK helmet uses a proprietary artificial intelligence to raster scan a 3D movie screen, convert the signal into serial electron motion energy nexus data waves, patch the SEMEN data waves through the beta algorithmic luminance location sample consensus, and then pull the data out of the BALL sac and onto the face for a nonstop climax of cinematic pleasure.
Of course.
And best of all, Larco's DICK helmet comes equipped with a gustatorial localizing or a physical receiving yummy hole. No use starving to death while enjoying the latest 3D blockbuster in glorious 2D. Just shove that super bargain 9-pound bucket of hot buttered popcorn through the glory hole and gobble with pleasure. You love to gobble, don't you? You do. I know you do. You love it. And you'll love movies again thanks to Larco's de-enhancing image-crafting Kenna-Watt helmet. Order now and use our code, JBC, at checkout, and Larco will throw in a hue analyzation neural diminishing jargon object ballast module at 11% off the retail price. For those of you who can't even stand movies in full Technicolor with Dolby digital surround sound, the HANDJOB module turns even that most ribald cinematic orgy of Michael Bayesian explosions and Aaron Sorkin-esque dialogue into a good old-fashioned black-and-white silent movie just like great-great-grandpa used to make. Stop being a shitty parent. Take your brat to the movies. Buy a Larco's DICK helmet today.
Larco!
Yeah, I gotta come up, I gotta get those guys to give me a Larco sound intro outro. Larco, I'm gonna write it down in a note here. Larco sound.
I feel like we do need one, so I just gave it a shot.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, whatever. I think we should have a full, like, come on.
Yeah.
Musical production.
Absolutely.
In and out.
That was last episode. Okay. So we've paid for the show. Now, do you want me to do the news or do you want to argue for why we should never do the show again?
Well, I do like to kind of vacillate between my voice and your voice for, mm-hmm. you know, for the enjoyment of Ian. Mm-hmm. But so I'm trying to figure this out. I think the best thing to do, and here it is again, like I have to go pee.
Yeah.
I think that maybe this will be a good surprise for me. Why don't you do the – I want to hear the news live though. Like if you have news, I want to hear it live. Can you do something – how about this?
Here's the thing.
You on the spot here.
Let me explain what it actually is that my influence
–
Okay. Actually, it's a bit of a story. Maybe. I'll just say it. And if you need to pee, just jump up and go. So you remember how we got a call from the FCC saying we have to do news because we are a broadcast, right? And that's why we started it. And then we didn't do it for a long time because, frankly, I was too lazy to get the clips from the wire. And the FCC contacted our lawyer this time. And I was a little bit shocked because I did not know we had a lawyer. But the lawyer, his name is
go ahead.
His name is Johann Jacobs. He works at Jingle Hammer and Smith Attorneys at Law. And he told me that, you know, we're going to be taken off the air if we don't start doing the news. He said, though, that we don't have to do strictly news as long as we can in some way give people information of some kind, facts, if you will. That counts. So I went and I pulled 30 movie facts and I checked with Johann Jacobs. He says that I can turn these facts into questions and make it a trivia quiz, and that counts. So that's what our quote-unquote news is.
Okay. Well, look, I trust Johann Jacobs. And by the way, I wanted to tell you, I did meet him once.
Oh, you did?
Behind a dumpster. I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But after that exchange...
Was that before or after he was working at Jingle Hammer Smith Attorneys at Law?
We didn't go into that.
Okay. But you did, that's not what you went into? You goed into something else. Okay.
I mean, something went into something else. But right. I can just tell you that I trust him.
Okay. All right.
After that exchange behind the dumpster.
So I've got 30, and that might be a little bit long. We might not have time or want to do all 30, but I have – it's just sort of like, you know, Trivial Pursuit, but the movies edition. And I can ask these questions. I could do it while you're peeing, or you can come back to it, and I could just.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not gonna waffle and waste our time on the show. I'm just gonna go pee, get it started. I have a feeling that I'm gonna be right back, and I'll get to listen to some of it tonight, and I'll get to listen to the whole thing tomorrow. So here we go.
All right,
have fun now.
All right, here we go. All right, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Time. I'm your host, Jason Mark, and tonight we're going to be doing some movie trivia. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Write down your answers on a piece of paper and mail it to me, care of our address, and whoever gets the most answers right is the winner. So here we go. First question. What color were David Alan Grier's boxer shorts in the movie Napoleon Dynamite? Next question. How many times did Arnold Schwarzenegger say the word jaundice in the film Terminator 2 Judgment Day? Question number three. Name the insurance company that covered the possibility of Brad Pitt spontaneously growing a third arm while filming Thelma and Louise. True or false? Albert, the actual T-Rex that worked as a stunt double for the animatronic T-Rex in the film Jurassic Park, is a big fan of My Little Pony. Question number five. Forrest Trump, a politics-focused reboot of 1994's Forrest Gump, stars Joe Pesci as the erstwhile war vet, ping pong champ, runner, shrimp bone entrepreneur and president. What is his shoe size in Japanese? I forgot what number one. We'll just keep going. What kind of seaweed did catering use to make the wood chipper shaped sushi on the set of Fargo? If you know that one, write it down. What subtle but necessary rule change was introduced to keep the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves from changing their name to the Minnesota Alien Resurrections? That's a tough one. Complete this analogy with the name of a movie from 1997. Jerry Maguire is to saltpeter, a chemical used in tree stump removal, as potassium nitrate is to blank. If you know that one, send it in. Three magicians and a fundamentalist Pentecostal preacher have, to their dismay, all discovered that which sailor's knot is useless for tying Kate Winslet to a chair. If you know that one, send it in. A band in Little Rock, Arkansas, nicknamed their favorite amp after one of Cameron Diaz's teeth. Which one? Hint, Cameron Diaz was born in 1972. Which associate producer famously refused to allow midgets to shave during the filming of The Phantom Menace? Do you know? If you laid, end to end, the film of the viewings of Fight Club shown by the all-ladies former Mormon Tabernacle Choir at their semi-biweekly charity basketball sock hop and placed one end at the southwest corner of Douglas and Hillside in Wichita, Kansas, which 7-Eleven would it reach all the way to? In an interview, when Mrs. Hanks was asked if she had named her son Tom just so he could sign autographs with his first initial and last name, T. Hanks or Thanks, what verse from the Bible did she quote? Dialogue in a scene in the original script for The Lord of the Rings erroneously attributes the founding of Mexico to what year? If you know that one, just send it in. The movie posters for Gangs of New York and When Harry Met Sally have what in common? Do you know? Carrie Ann Inaba, who plays one of the Japanese twins with whom Austin Powers has a threesome in 2002's Goldmember, doesn't like parsley-flavored gummy bears. Why is this? Joe, you can stop me anytime because this is going on for a while.
Is this shit for real?
Yeah, absolutely for real. Name the drug Mel Gibson was legally taking when he rewrote the script for Passion of the Christ to better fit the title Passion Fruit of the Christ. If you know the name of that drug, send it in. Of all of Kate Blanchett's toes, including the stunt toes she wore while filming Aviator, which one looks most like a Japanese macaque? That's kind of monkey, if you didn't know. What flavor jelly bean did German ambassadors to the German... What flavor of jelly bean did Germany's ambassador to Bulgaria say he would like to see Johnny Depp munch on in a movie? I'm just going to keep on going. Until recently, no one in Nepal has ever seen Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban with subtitles in Spanish due to what word in Spanish that sounds like the word for a soiled orifice in Devanagari? Devanagari. That's the language they speak there. Maybe I should skip some of these.
My mind is racing.
Yeah. Maybe I should skip some of these.
Keep going. I needed to chime in there.
Okay.
This is really weird. This is really weird stuff. I can't do a Johnny Carson.
This is trivia. I mean, trivia is not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, it would be called, American School. Here's another one. What kind of ramen did Jake Gyllenhaal eat on the set of Brokeback Mountain? Now, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. Rearranging the letters in the official Taiwan Football Club's plot synopsis for Avengers Age of Ultron will give you a recipe for what kind of chicken dish? If you know that one, let me know. Name the drug Mel Gibson was legally taking when he rewrote the script for The Devil Wears Prada to better fit the title The Devil Wears Panda. Do you know?
That's another Mel Gibson one.
Yeah, yeah. It is a misdemeanor to show the King's Speech in a theater in Terrence, California, unless you give patrons a discount on which snack food, even if it's not for sale. Just a few more here. Matthew McConaughey sometimes pays for drinks in bars by promising to give the bartender pictures of his goiter if he ever gets a goiter. According to the New Jersey Supreme Court, is taking iodine supplements to prevent goiter considered theft?
Now I know this shit is real.
Yeah, it's absolutely real. Here's another one. Mm-hmm. The Hobbit in the Habit and Jessica Rabbit's hip-hop obsession with Margot Robbie's only Obi-Wan Kenobi-branded strobe light symphony was written to be performed in E-flat major and what other key? That one you could probably Google. You could probably Google, yeah, Google that one. Hokkaido Maserati, the only person to star in, write, and direct transgender bukkake, holds the world record for sitting on his knees for how many hours straight? That one's just a number. Just give me the number.
Hey, I just want you to know that's the second time on this show that bukkake has been mentioned.
It's the second time Hokkaido Maserati has been mentioned.
And you know what? Thank God. It's going to be the last.
I don't know about that. Okay, we only got three more questions left, so I'll race through them. And then you can argue for why I should never have done it in the first place. Kevin Bacon is famous for having been in a movie with literally every other actor on the face of the earth. This is also true for George Depardieu. How do you say his name? Gerard Depardieu. Yet the two have never worked in a film together. According to Oxford's philosophy department, what is the official name for this paradox? And it's not the Bacon paradox.
Whoa.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson once volunteered to have his blood pressure monitored while hearing someone utter the phrase, "In space, no one can hear you eat ice cream." To how many digits was the sphygmomanometer that they used for this to accurate? To how many digits was the sphygmomanometer they used for this accurate? It's the blood pressure cuff.
Come on, no one's gonna get that. If you were having a trivia game, people would just be going down in flames.
You would be surprised. There's a guy who does a podcast. His name is Brian Ibbett. Look him up. He's a pretty cool dude, and he is a trivia master. I bet you he knows how many digits of accuracy Neil deGrasse Tyson's blood pressure cuff.
I'm sure that Neil deGrasse Tyson's blood pressure is astronomical.
Yeah.
Good. Ooh, quick on the crickets. Good.
Here's the last one. 12 of the 23 gaffers who worked on the set of 1985's Vision Quest had last names that rhymed with a semi-famous brand of peanut butter. How many of them also had middle names that rhymed with a semi-famous brand of grape jelly?
I know the answer to that one.
Okay, don't say it.
Okay.
I told everyone if they know the answers to write it down on a piece of paper, send it in to our address, and whoever gets the most will be the winner.
But I'm one of the hosts of the show. What do I do if I know it?
Text
it to you?
No, you help me. Good. I'm glad you know it because when people send in the answers, you're going to be there reading them going, yep, that one's right. Nope, that one's wrong. That one's right.
I'm going to give everybody a hint. The answer is no.
What, to the last one?
Yeah, I know that doesn't make sense, but okay, it's true. No. The answer's no.
The answer's anyway, no. Fair enough. All right. So thank you for letting me do that. I appreciate it. I think we'll do more trivia in the future. Not so much. Not so many. It won't be 30, maybe 10. And we'll get Joe in on the deal too. But I'm a big fan of trivia. And
I dig it. Do you do this is the movie episode, but do you do HQ?
I don't. I want to. I have been playing Trivia Crack, though, and I have been kicking everyone's ass. In fact,
same type of thing.
Like I think it's the same
internet
kind of thing.
Trivia thing. Yeah, live.
Yeah. It's not live, but it's against people. Yeah.
Anyway, I was just pimping HQ.
Okay.
Everybody, there's millions. I'd say well over a million people that play it all the time, and it's a live trivia thing.
Yeah.
And they tell you that you're going to win $5,000, but if you win, you win $3. I haven't won. I just know that that's the case. Sometimes you'll win 50 cents.
Okay.
And that's if you're a winner, $15 is the tops. And, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, HQ is pretty cool, though. Okay. It's fun because everybody's playing at the same time.
Okay. Well, I've been playing.
It's almost like a movie because everybody's watching it.
There you go. Nice segue. Well done, sir. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to do this.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone. Well, probably just Ian, to the movie edition of Arguments for Cancellation. I don't know what to say except Paramount Pictures sent me the ad. You've all heard it. You know,
they sent that to
it was
you?
It was a horror movie. They that had dude, me record it. You could
oh, okay, I can say because that they, dude sounded just like you.
I didn't write it, but they were like, you know, I feel pretty good about that. They don't mind my performance, so they send me the stuff. They had the music all set up. They just had me do it. And I'm like, you know,
I feel like that's happened before. And not to go off on a tangent, we'll come right back to this, but. I feel like that you get some work as a voice guy. People like Largo has me read their stuff just because they're cheapskates and not because they like me. But Paramount sent you a thing and they produced it with like background music and stuff. So that's pretty cool, man. You're getting voice work.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, see, the last time this happened, I just lied because I was telling you I was trying to impress you and I was like, hey, look, all these movie studios are you know, sending me ads and, you know, they want me to record them and stuff like that. Well, that's true that they wanted me to do ads, but I lied on the last podcast and said they sent me the copy and then I did it. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I actually just came up with my own stuff.
What?
And yeah, I came up with my own stuff to try and impress them. Anyway, it's a web of lies that's almost difficult. Almost difficult. No, it's straight up difficult. You can't. It's like Frodo in the cave, like trying to get out of the web of Shelob. Is that Shelob?
I thought Shelob was a. Oh, that's Michelob. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. By the way, here's another argument for cancellation. Every time I do arguments for cancellation, I ramble on like a fucking idiot,
and you I don't pound like that. Your desk.
And so. Yes, meta. Here's one argument for cancellation. Every time I try to set up the argument for cancellation, I'm a rambling, circular, bullshit ass face.
I think you're fine.
Fuck! All right, so. All right, so here's the problem this time. I want to do these movie things right, because if I do them right, I do feel like I have an opportunity to bring in more ads. We had one this time and that's fine. So what I did was I was like, ooh, that Paramount Pictures ad was really good. So I'm going to cook up a couple of more and see how I do. Mm-hmm. And they're my own movie ideas. Okay. Granted, they're my own movie ideas, but I kind of modeled it after that Paramount picture ad that we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Now here's the problem, and this happens a lot. I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours doing this, mm-hmm. and then I listened back to it, and I was terribly disappointed.
Oh.
So much so that it occurred to me again. I said, "Well, if this is representative of our podcast and you know I have to bring to it, then." Fuck us and fuck it. So why don't we start with there's a few movie trailers.
Yeah.
By the end of all of these, we're going to know once again.
Yeah.
That the podcast should be destroyed. So let's start with movie trailer one.
Little Timmy has an imaginary friend. A helpful, zany little leprechaun named Willie McSillyputty. Who nobody but Timmy can see or hear. Nobody, that is. Except Timmy's child psychologist. And before long, Timmy and Willie remind everyone that a child's imagination can bring out the child in us all. Paramount Pictures presents Clowns Blowing Horses Part 2. Horsin' Around. Available on DVD-A July 4th.
Okay.
So. Okay. So that didn't pan out. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
But you tried again.
Okay. So, yeah, I did. I just went ahead. I'm like, all right, we can do better this time. And it's movie trailer 2, please.
All right.
Anybody knows that all you need is love. But when love is out of reach, only love can lead the way. Love is blind when it's love for love's sake. And sometimes, the love that you will find is the love that is always not able to be found. Paramount Pictures presents STD's Nuts in Your Mouth, Part 43, Fire in the Hole. In theaters everywhere this Thanksgiving.
You see the problem there?
I do. I see the problem.
The fucking problem there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now, I wasn't discouraged.
Good.
So I did a third one.
All right. Should I play it? All right, I'm going to
play it. Yeah, go ahead.
A girl with a dream in a world that doesn't seem to understand. But when a crazy coincidence changes everything, everyone learns that anything is possible. Paramount Pictures presents Bukkake Hurricane Part 7. Get on your Japanese. Coming to a theater near you this summer. And then coming again and again in your face.
Jason, I'm sorry. But you're going to have to play the last, like, 20 seconds of that again because you were laughing over it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just
My argument will not be complete if we don't hear the last part, because that's when I realized it was really, really terrible.
Doesn't seem okay. To understand.
I can't fast forward it, so you just have to hear it again.
A crazy coincidence changes everything. Everyone learns that anything is possible. Paramount Pictures presents Bukkake Hurricane Part 7. Get on your Japanese. Coming to a theater near you this summer. And then coming again and again in your face.
Yeah, you know what? I think you've... I hear what you're saying, Joe. You fucking convinced me.
I think. You just fucking convinced me.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem. We've talked about this on the show before. Sorry, I'm stamping all over your argument music.
Sometimes. Dead is better.
Dead
is better. We've talked about this on the show before about how we just seem to be simpatico. We have the same thing in our head at the same time. And
you mean Bukkake?
I mean Bukkake, yeah, I do. Oh, golly.
That's rough.
That is super rough.
A few different levels, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so that's the show, folks. Movies. Go see one. See two. Get one of them, that movie pass thing, and go see all of the movies. You know that movie pass thing I'm talking about? That you pay like $30 a month, you can see as many movies as you want. But you can't see the same movie twice. No?
Well, I just wanted to say that Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
It's an uplifting film, and it's got a happy ending. So if you want to feel good, go watch that movie.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself. We're going to ride this song out, and while we do, I will play a clip from probably my favorite movie of all time, and you'll just have to guess what it is. So,
oh, cool.
Good night, everybody.
Good evening.
Motherfucker, I dare you! Say what? One more time!
You motherfucker, you.